Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, the irony, James, of you playing this music right now, this song, is I was actually going to bring up the Rocky statue. And, yeah. John, yet again, someone feels the need to touch Rocky's body. I get it, but I don't get it. I mean, yeah, they want to desecrate Rocky. It works against these teams every time. Every time. Every time. Every time they lose. So,
well, it's good then.
It's still annoying, though. It's still an affront. It's still an affront.
Are we sure? So there's a conspiracy going around.
What?
That it's actually at this point, that originally it was the Vikings fans, but that at this point it's actually an Eagles fan doing it to fire everyone up.
I don't know.
Oh.
I would find that disappointing if that's true. I mean, we do know last week San Francisco people were at the Rockies.
They were.
You know,
they were.
So we don't have any knowledge of a Kansas City person that's gone there. I mean, at least I don't.
You know, how could people be this stupid? Like, you see how this works out. What are you doing?
But they also think they've scored one. Score one for KC! You know, because you got to remember, guys, they're probably pretty confident. Chiefs fans, John, are accustomed to winning.
They've earned confidence. Right. Yeah.
They've earned confidence. And, you know, they probably look at when the Chiefs lost to the Bucs 2 years ago in the Super Bowl and say it's two things. It's the fact that the tackles were injured, so Mahomes was running for his life from that standpoint, and it's the fact that it was a horrible situation. But obviously with what went on with Andy Reid's son leading up to the game, I mean, Andy Reid's 48 hours before kickoff, I mean, he had to be talking to a lot more lawyers and his own son than focusing on football. I mean, that was, for him in a preparation, I thought he had a totally glazed look in his eyes that entire football game. And how could he not?
Right.
I mean, he knew his son was probably headed to jail. He was going to have to fire his son. I mean, the whole thing was a disaster. So, I'm sure Chiefs fans, I mean, look, we're confident here, but I'm sure Chiefs fans have their own pretty strong confidence. So, all right, look, 215-592-9494. We'll get to some Julian Love audio, that knucklehead from the Giants, what he said yesterday about Sirianni. Let's go to Jason right now in Limerick. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys? From the Bowman Lehman family in Limerick, go Birds!
There you go, Jason. Go Birds.
All right, so this is what made the first one special to me, guys. So I retired from the Air Force in 2017. January was my ceremony. I was stationed at Little Rock Air Force Base. Okay, so I start working part-time at the Clinton Presidential Library. I meet a guy named TJ Bordo, the biggest Philly sports fan you can meet ever born outside of the tri-state area.
Okay? Yep.
I put my money on him. So we make plans. I'm like, let's fly back to where my mom lives. My mom lives in Bluebell. So we go there. I say, let's go there. We go to Xfinity Live for the Super Bowl. And if we win, we're still there for the parade. He's like, okay, it's a plan. We come up, we go to Xfinity Live, and we win the Super Bowl. Okay, on top of that, it happens to be my mother and father decide to, you know, get together at a certain point. And I was born on February 4th, 1977. So the Birds won their first Super Bowl on my birthday.
Wow. Wow. All right. So there's
huge.
A lot going on there. I got to tell you, Jason, I was struck, though, by that phrase, your mom and dad
got together.
So were you thinking about May of 76 when they got together?
No, I was born February 4th, 1977.
So he was a bicentennial baby.
No, I know, but I'm... I'm saying they got together in May of 76.
I'll tell you when they got together.
They got together in May of 76 is my point. No, I'm with you. Jason, I'm joking around. Jason, I love your passion, man. And I agree with you. This one can't top that one. But we'll find out. Jason, give
and
me
I'll tell
give,
you what.
What?
Well, real quick, the first team I really, you know, religion, I'm not a big religious guy, but I feel like religion played a big part with Foles and Carson. I feel like they brought a different element to the locker room that year. We had people doing baptisms in hotel pools, you know, so I feel like that was like a brotherhood. There was more of a brotherhood then.
I don't know more this of a brotherhood, year, but they were certainly more vocal about it back then. Jason, give me who's a feisty character from a movie or a TV show.
Gotta do Ruth from the Ozarks. She's like a PA cousin from the hills.
Listen, Ruth's a good answer,
really good
man.
Answer.
Second from Ozark today, and she's a very, very good answer. Better answer than Julian Love gave yesterday, John. This guy, man. Is he the giant safety that missed Devontae Smith?
He is the giant safety. That is a good pull by
you. I was wondering, because there's two safeties, and I wondered if he was the dude that completely whiffed. Didn't get the ball, didn't get Devontae. Could have knocked Devontae out for the year, by the way. Could have broken his ribs. Chose to do...
It was an unbelievably bad play. Like, judging the ball where it was in the air. That was a terrible job.
So bad. Anyway, yesterday he was on... What is this, James?
Good Morning Football on the NFL Network.
NFL Network. And this guy, man... Dog and Sirianni. Look, he's praising the roster, and that's a nice thing. Eagles do have a great roster, but the disrespect to Sirianni is astounding. Here's what he said.
What do you make of Sirianni's act, that kind of coach, the sort of screamer coach, the intense kind of guy? You like that?
I don't know if I like it, but I respect it, I guess. You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team.
I mean, come on. Now, look, two different issues in there.
I think something.
There's the antics of Sirianni.
Happened there.
Go ahead.
He started out by saying he's doing a good job letting this team sort of, you know, do their thing. They're very talented. And then
they egged him on.
They did. Yeah. They egged him on. They led him down this path. While he's saying that thing where he's got a free ride.
You got Julian Love's back?
You've got video of Nick Sirianni like.
Don't give in to it then.
Screaming.
Yeah. Don't take the bait.
Be an adult, man. This ain't peer pressure. You know, you're not 13 years old in a mall. Be an adult.
They posed it as a player. How do you feel about this? And you got Nick Sirianni like. Pruning and preening and yelling at the fans and chest bumping people. He got caught up in the emotions of it. He's annoyed that they were dominated by our team, and he lashed out, and I think that was a poor decision by him.
User.
I think what
James,
he
I was going to ask you for your reaction. But I think you just told
what he said is not accurate.
Brandon Graham said it best. He said people always got something to say when they're watching from home, and he's damn right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, look, did they egg him on a little bit? Sure, but he took the bait, and he probably wanted to take the bait.
He even said, I guess.
They're like, he's doing
team.
A good job. I guess was what he said. I
want to hear it one more time.
He says he's doing a good job.
Play the whole thing.
What do you make of Sirianni's act, that kind of coach, the sort of screamer coach, the intense kind of guy? You like that?
I don't know if I like it, but I respect it, I guess. You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team.
See, that's the last part that bothers me the most. He's in for a free ride. You know, you can coach this team. Come on.
It's way too far.
He changed.
Especially for a bad player.
Tune.
Yeah. Who are you, dude? Yeah. Can I be completely honest? We played the Giants 3 times this year, and this is on me. My bad. Mm-hmm. I never heard the guy's name until this happened. I never heard of Julian Love until this quote came out, and we played him 3 times this year. It tells you how much he did on the field.
All right, let's go to the phones. If you want to respond to that whole thing, please do. Let's talk to Terry right now in King of Prussia. Hi, Terry.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I got to change what I said because I have to say that our last Super Bowl was incredible because I saw it with my father-in-law who he passed away. After the game.
Sorry to hear that, Terry.
A couple years later. But to see it with him, he was 91 at the time. and, you know, he was born before the Eagles' inception. And to see them make it to a Super Bowl with him at a BFW was incredible. I mean, I couldn't say anything about that. But the other thing is, the reason I really called, and I've been trying to get through, is to say everything is great with our team except for one thing. And to me, it's glaring because over the years I've seen it time and time again where our quarterbacks become running backs. And I think take a note from Tom Brady. You slide, you go out of bounds, you throw that ball away. You do not run into the defense if you can help it. Because, and I've seen Jalen do it. I've seen Wentz do it. I've seen McNabb do it. Cunningham do it. All of them. And they all got hurt. And after they're hurt, especially Wentz went right down the drain after that.
Yeah, you know, Jalen has done a much – it's looked different since he's returned from the injury. I mean, he is doing a better job of being careful protecting himself.
It's tricky, Terry, because I hear you. Like, he's certainly not going to have the longevity of, a pure pocket passer. But that's also not the issue for 9 days from now, unless he gets knocked out of the game, and then you could be right for 9 days from now. But
he's not going to get knocked out of this game. I just can't imagine that happening. The chances
are so slim.
Well,
he could. I mean, he could.
Okay, yeah,
he could.
The very, very low odd percentage. And Jalen is told every day, repeatedly. It's inculcated into Jalen that he has to protect himself. He is doing a good job of that, and he has done a good job of that all year, considering he's holding the ball, he's touching the ball, he has the option to keep the ball on every single play.
Yeah.
Just compare him to Josh Allen, and you see what a quarterback looks like when they take too many hits.
He took way too many.
And it caught up to him.
I agree with you, John.
And that's part of why he turned the ball over the way he did. As long as Jalen is not turning the ball over and he continues to be excellent in that area, I think they feel good about the way he's able to do the right thing with the ball in his hand.
See, Terry, here's the thing, and your point is fascinating, but I will say this. Jalen probably would not be as good if he didn't fight for those extra 3 or 4 yards. That's how they get first downs. That's how they move the ball down the field. That's how they score touchdowns sometimes. So it's a catch-22. It's tricky.
Right. And you know what? Going forward, and I hope in the Super Bowl he stays healthy, because that's the number one thing that we need him for the whole game. And I think
– yeah, no, I get you. Terry,
well,
give me a big answer. Who's a feisty character?
The one that comes to mind for me is Curly from the Three Stooges.
You know, that's not bad, man. I mean, listen, any Stooge is a good answer.
Yeah, but Curly's the best one.
I thought Mo was kind of
Mo.
I thought Mo.
Mo was like the leader guy, but yeah, definitely wasn't the most fun.
You like Mo the best?
No, the question isn't who's the most fun. The question is who's the most feisty. I thought Mo was the feistiest. I could be wrong. It's a long time ago.
Feisty.
I mean, to me, Mo
was
kind
of mean-spirited.
That's
though.
My point.
That kind of
they
yeah.
both were in different ways. Yeah, more goofy feisty versus mean feisty.
I found an interview of Mo 3 weeks ago. I'm watching an interview of Mo.
Get out of here!
I swear to God,
just
man.
Just like normal talking.
You guys know I just
like talking like a normal dude.
Talking like a dude.
Bowl cut?
That's cool.
Yeah, like, I think they interviewed his wife.
Did he have the same haircut? Joe.
See what I do when I'm at home.
Sometimes you find some.
I seek out. Yeah, I believe so, John. I don't
so that's
remember
the way
exactly.
He did.
I think
the do.
I think he was older. You know, it was like 15 or 20 years after the Stooges were done. Unbelievable stuff, man. Let me ask you a question. The Hurts.
Did he ever do other acting other than?
Not that I know of. I have no clue.
He won an Oscar.
He did?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine?
That's great. Yeah, he was like the hunk. You know, he was the. Yeah, it's unbelievable. By the way, Stooges were also a long time ago at this point. So on the Hurts thing, because I am fascinated by the caller's point. I mean, we all get it. We've talked about it before. We'll continue to. Do you think, John, that a guy like Jalen Hurts? Like, no, let me frame it a different way. What do you think Cam Newton would tell Jalen Hurts if he had a chance to talk to him? Because Cam Newton, more than any quarterback I've ever seen, hit a wall due to physically getting beat up.
But he played very differently
than
Jalen does.
He did.
They were on a quarterback power every other play.
Frequently, yeah. But I mean, he got to the age of 30, and he was.
We also
done.
Don't know how he took care of his body.
No, we don't.
Extra work. We know that, like, Jalen at least we assume from the way Jalen is, the squatting, right, this and that, that he will do everything he can to keep his body able to take that type of
push. But you're not going to be able to go till you're 38, 39, 40. If you, well, I mean, that's tough, man.
It was just very different. Part of Cam's allure was he was 6'5 and a half and 255 pounds.
It was his game. That was his game. And by the
and
way,
that's not Jalen's.
And Cam Newton was not nearly as good a passer as Jalen Hurts has become. He just wasn't. He had a great arm. He had a bazooka arm, but he wasn't as precise with it, and he wasn't as good at reading defenses.
He wasn't close to this.
He wasn't even close to as good at that. So Hurts will be able to do less running and more throwing as he evolves more and more in the passing game in time. I mean, there's no question he's got that capability. Let's talk to Bridget right now. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how you guys doing this morning?
Outstanding, Bridget.
Okay, good. John, I'm behind you on your point. I respect you. I remember you from when you were with Donovan McNabb and Westbrook and everything else. So this year, compared to last year or 2015, we did have a good team. We got it together. Nick Foles pulled that team together. My favorite play is the Philly special. This team, during the postseason, it was like nonstop. Nobody could stop us.
Well, yeah, this team's a better team.
Yeah.
I mean, because they just are. They're a better football team.
They're better. We're going to win it. You got the whole city behind it. You know, I'm from Havertown, Pennsylvania, and I'm always staying a Philly native. So I'm so proud of this team.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bridget. Bridget, give me a big answer. Who's a feisty character?
Jack Bauer.
You know, I don't love that answer.
It's kind of like an internalized anger from Bauer. He doesn't really, like, he's kind of composed most of the time.
I agree with you, James. He's combative with the antagonists, as they call them, the hostiles.
Yeah, he'll go after a terrorist. Don't mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I finished season 4 of 24 last night. John, I did episode 24 of.
So I feel like one, and again, I'm not going back and I need to, but 1 and 4 to me were like the best seasons without
that. I agree. Yeah. Well, I'll give a nod to 3 also. I like 3 a lot.
3 was good, but 4 was like.
1, 3, and 4.
4 was phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. 4 was really good, man. All right, let's go to Chris in Newtown. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Chris.
I'm going to have to agree with John for this one because. The first Super Bowl, I'm 55. I've been around for every championship that Philadelphia's had, you know, in a pro thing. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I was working as a nurse at night, on a Sunday night. I watched part of it here and there, but never got that full experience of watching and being part of a Super Bowl.
Bomber.
And listen, policemen, firemen, nurses, doctors, they all have to work during that time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This year I'll be able to sit on my couch and be wrapped up in my Eagles blanket and be able to watch it on my couch and enjoy the game and not scare the Pacers, because when Brandon Graham hit that strip fumble, I screamed as loud as I could. I played football when I was a little kid. I yelled, "Fumble." Every nurse ran into this room and thought something was wrong.
Yeah. That's got to be crazy, Chris. A game like that, and you're working in a hospital. That is tricky.
People had their family over, had some parties in the room.
Yeah.
But we still had to work, you know? And
no, I really respect that, Chris, because obviously, you know, most people were fully available to watch it. And even if you have a certain type of job, many people could get out of certain types, but someone's got to work at the hospital, and a lot of people do. And I admire you, man. That's tough.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to try. When they win, I'll relish this one a little bit more.
Okay, well, that's a unique perspective. Chris, give me an answer. Who's a feisty character?
Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry.
Boy, that's a good answer, too. I like that answer a lot. Dirty Harry was feisty. You know what I also like, John? Looks like
he was subdued while being feisty.
He was a subdued feisty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of
fair.
A quiet feistiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I like, John, that it looks like Sipos has a strong likelihood of playing. Jeff McClain tweeting out, Aaron Sipos said he's, quote, good to go.
I can't believe they've made us want Aaron Sipos back. Like, come on, man. Really?
Yeah. repining for a below average punter.
I spent the entire
just so he
like,
can replace a truly,
yes,
a truly like, horrendous punter.
It's like all the first 8 weeks of the season, I was like, Sipos sucks. He's the problem with this team. Get a better punter. Now it's like, please bring this guy
dude,
back.
Dude, this is like asking for, this is like hoping Vince Velasquez could pitch. Oh, if only Vince Velasquez was available. But, you know, sometimes someone's worse. Grass ain't always greener there, James.
It turns out that is true, man.
So anyway, it looks like Sipos would probably play. McLean's tweet was, Aaron Sipos said he's, quote, good to go, and that he has no physical restrictions after his ankle injury. Ultimate decision on whether to activate him for the Super Bowl over Brett Kern will come from the Eagles, obviously. But it sounds like you would think that Sipos will be back. Look out, Chiefs. Look out.
Well,
look out.
You can hope that he's got he's fully rested. He's got the big fully rested leg that will be better than we've ever seen it.
I think the leg gets tired, John.
We need it to be better.
How much would you not respect the leg getting tired if you're a punter?
It's not. It should not be a thing. It should not. I mean, you're a pro athlete in quotes. You have a job that's very specific, and you need to go out there and do it better than you've done it this entire year.
Got a fullback talking here, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a lot of pressure on Sipos. Like, this is not an easy, like, yeah, we absolutely go with Sipos because he wasn't good when he was in there.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
In the teeth of the game, like, before the game is in hand for the Eagles, he will punt a maximum of 2 times. The Eagles will score touchdowns, and they will kick field goals.
As far as Eagles Super Bowl appearances recently go, I mean, Donnie Jones only kicked once.
And didn't the Patriots not kick at all?
It was the only punt of the game, Donnie Jones' punt. Yep.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
It's the most yards ever in any game in the history of this sport. All the not playoffs, not Super Bowl, all the games ever played, the most combined yards is the Super Bowl.
Sure.
My
point is, as much as I'm glad Sipos is back, I really feel confident in the Eagles and the Eagles offense, and I think they're going to move the ball a lot and score a lot. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the aforementioned Super Bowl 52. Which tomorrow is the 5-year anniversary of. Coming up next, we will air the Merrill montage of Super Bowl 52, which is really probably the 5 most special minutes of audio. I mean, let's be real, we've ever had on the history of our show. I mean, Eagles just won a Super Bowl.
I don't think there's a question.
Right?
I mean, it's the highlights. It's Merrill and Mike calling the highlights of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, that's the best it gets.
That and when we do the Phillies montage, they're the 2 best. And this was all in one game condensed. It's a couple minutes long. Just be ready to sit back, relax, and enjoy because we'll relive Super Bowl 52 coming up next. All the phone calls on all the topics. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and I've been a patient of PI Dental for over 30 years, excuse me, for over 20 years, my mom for over 30 years there. They're the best. I mean, if you've got an issue with your teeth, I'm telling you, they can flat out help you. Some people small issues, some people big issues. Get yourself to PI Dental Center with Dr. Glenn Wiffinger and Dr. Robert Slough, board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. If you struggle with how you look, how you feel, how you chew, maybe self-esteem issues related to maybe longstanding teeth issues, I flat out guarantee you, the PI Dental Center can help you and help you in a big way. Originators of the teeth in a day, a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth on the same day as the implants are placed for dramatic transformations in a mere 1 day. Visit PIDentalCenter.com. That's PIDentalCenter.com to request a complimentary new patient evaluation. All right, Cheddar Cameron, John Ritchie. 94 WIP. You know, if you don't know, tomorrow is the 5-year anniversary of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And obviously, if the Eagles weren't so spectacular this year, we'd be talking, you know, more about that one. Because, you know, ordinarily, John, the Eagles are done in, you know, early January. And, you know, there's a lot of time, you know. But they're about to play in a Super
Ordinarily.
Bowl. Ordinarily.
Ordinarily. What will become ordinary?
Ooh.
For this team.
The newest of new norms.
Is to do what we're doing.
The newer norm? Maybe that's what he should say.
Norm.
This is the
newest norm.
The newest norm. The better norm? Norm!
We prefer this Norm. But I do believe that. I mean, you should too, that this is now going to be, and like, it was hollow words.
Well,
when we heard it in 17, because they didn't have the airtight structure that they've demonstrated now. Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, they know how to do this, and I do trust them, and they're going to figure out a way to make it work with all the cap limitations that we're about to have.
Yeah. Look, they got a legit shot because they do have terrific talent. But I will say, I am struck by, there's been very few teams that have been able to win two in a row or two in 3 years. You know.
And what's the obvious common reason that teams get back?
Head coach and quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'd say even quarterback above head coach.
Quarterback more than anything.
I do
too.
But
both. They're both young and we love
them
both.
You're right. All right, let's get to the audio from 5 years ago, because this is special stuff. Eagles play in the Super Bowl. You know, they win it. They beat Brady. They beat Belichick. And we came in the next day on a Monday morning. We were so fired up, ready to go. And, of course, James had queued up the Merrill Month. We got to give credit, James. Who put this together?
This is a Dave Uram production. An amazing, amazing job.
Dave's a great guy. He's worked here a long time. And he did some work deep into the night that Sunday night to get this ready for Angela's show and our show. So sit back, enjoy this for a couple minutes. Then we can all react. Here is how it sounded on WIP, that which aired February 4th, 2018. And then, of course, the montage itself put together for February 5th. 2018. Let's roll the Merrill montage.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Super Bowl 52. Foles fakes. He's back. He steps up. He is going deep. And it is caught by Alshon Jeffery for a touchdown.
Oh, what a great catch by Alshon Jeffery.
He comes right back to Blunt. Blunt across the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, the train is in the end zone.
Unbelievable blocking. Great play call.
We knew he was going to be aggressive. He told us that he was going to stay aggressive. He loves us.
Ball moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
And Metzuki Foles receives a touchdown.
This play call has a chance to be remembered as one of the all-time greats.
And that's something we've been working on, and Doug and I were talking. I was like, let's just run it.
And Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator for New England, he's over there scratching his beard.
He is going deep, and is it a touchdown?
It is.
It is a touchdown! A 22-yard touchdown to Clement.
This is crazy. I've been dreaming about this moment. Now I can see what it feels like.
Looks, fires out in the flat, running with the football, and coming up close to another first down. Is Aguilar, and he picks it up. Aguilar tonight has stepped up bigger than ever. Back goes Foles, fires, slant, touchdown! Zach Ertz, he caught it, he bobbled it, he never let it drop, and he finished with the football.
If they would have overturned that, I don't know what would have happened to the city of Philadelphia. So glad they didn't overturn it.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by Barnett.
Brandon Graham rips the football out of the hands of Tom Brady.
With 2:09 remaining to be played.
And boy, oh boy.
Le cayó la bola. Los Eagles la tienen. Los Eagles tienen la bola. And fumble the Brady. Brady, le cayó.
Brandon Graham, Ricky, Brandon Graham.
We said we needed a play. If we got one more opportunity, we're going to give everything we got. And I just so happened to get there.
Here is a 46-yarder to give the Eagles an 8-point lead. And the kick is... Goal!
The biggest kick in Jake Elliott's life, right there.
9 seconds left. Eagles by 8. Brady, he steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone. And it is batted around. And incomplete. And the game is over.
Oh!
Super Bowl champions, Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you.
If there's a word called everything, that's what it means to Eagles fans everywhere.
Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, the GOAT, a legend.
Etch's name in stone.
It's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. That's been this team all year.
And they're bringing back the Lombardi Trophy to Philadelphia. Broad Street, get ready. We are having a parade.
And there it is, Super Bowl 52. Merrill Montage.
Woo!
Unbelievable, man. I got the tears are in my eye. They haven't trickled out yet, but I can.
Well enough. Same, buddy.
So, listen, obviously one of the most special days of our lives. And, you know, it was really nice for us the next day. You know, John, you and James, we got to get in here and celebrate together and then with all the callers. And it's just amazing, man. And to know that the Eagles have a chance to do that again. Now, it won't be the first time, but it will be special. And I think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl in 9 days. I really believe that. I by the way, I'll go on record right now as telling you, I think the Eagles are going to win by double digits. I think they're going to win by 10 to 14 points. I really do.
Wow.
I really believe that.
I'm leaning that way too.
John, you're vibing with that?
Yeah. Yeah, we are better.
I think they're significantly better.
And their biggest plus, their quarterback is not going to be right. And I know he was functional in the AFC Championship game. That's not going to heal significantly from there. And yeah, that puts us
pretty cool.
Such an advantage.
So look, we'll continue to look ahead to the Eagles and the Chiefs again, the Super Bowl 57 in this case in 9 days. But also your opportunity to react to what you just heard and all the reaction from all the callers of what you just heard coming up in 1 minute. Hey guys, it's Valentine's Day. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Pajamagram.com. Sexual, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas, so seductive. You'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. And, of course, you can order today and save 25% using promo code NUDE. That's promo code NUDE. John's favorite promo code, NUDE. That's 25% off. 25% saving on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Pajamagram. They'll even wrap up the whole gift for you for free. 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Guys, don't miss out. If you missed the opportunity before Christmas, don't miss the opportunity before Valentine's Day. So get in on nude, N-U-D-E, naturally nude pajamas. Save 25% off and tell them Joe DeCamera sent you.
I'm pretty sure that's John Ritchie's favorite read in the history of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was having trouble containing himself there.
Yeah. I try to block him out. I try to not let the giggles.
He's like giggling, hitting his mic.
I'm well aware. I'm well aware of what's going on. But see, I got focus right there. I genuinely
that
kept it.
That was good work by you.
I kept
Even
it together.
Even Chad Alavitt, John's favorite.
A little bit. I had to do that to almost sort of diffuse
a little bit.
I try to be. I don't think I am, but I try. Let's go to the phones. What's your reaction to what you just heard there? That Merrill Montage. How did it feel, man? Right? That Super Bowl 52. And then also sort of the compare and contrast to this squad as far as quality of team, as far as whether this year when the Eagles win, and I believe the Eagles will win, whether it can be as special as 5 years ago. I don't think it can be. And I mean that as no disrespect to this squad. I just think the first time is, you know, can't be replicated. But this team's really amazing as well. And frankly, I think this team's a better team. Let's go to Mike right now. Mike, you're on WIP.
I am ready to run through a wall after listening to that.
Yeah.
That man, oh, God, am I fired. I'm going to dub that. I'm going to make that my alarm in the morning for the next.
You should,
I don't
man.
Know. I forget the week. Maybe for good. That was a fantastic job. I mean, everyone should be just juiced up right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. Totally with you.
Listen.
And by the way, great calls by Merrill. Let me just say that because without great calls, you know, it could be like a fall a little flat. I mean, Merrill and Mike, man, they were on it.
Yeah, I mean, they're legends. They're just absolute legends.
Yep.
Now, listen, as far as I am after hearing that and conjuring up all those memories, and again, nothing is like the first time, okay? Nothing is like it. That said, this one is going to be more special to me.
Wow.
Okay. And the reason why this is going to be more special is we're going to be wire to wire the best team in the NFL. Like, there's something special where you come out of the gate on fire, where you are secretariat, and no one is coming even close to you.
Interesting.
I don't care if the rest of the league stunk this year, if the competition wasn't on our par. Wah, 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 okay? You know what? Too bad. We are that darn good. And this is going to be so beautiful to go wire to wire. I've been talking so much crap up here in New York from day one, before the season even started.
Good.
And everyone's like, oh, you know, it's a system. You know, they're a one-trick pony. Jalen's going to get hurt. Blah, 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 blah. And all we've done is steamroll everybody. And now it's just going to come to a head because, you know what? Now it's like, oh, well, now you're going to run into the Chiefs. No, we're going to run over the Chiefs. I agree with you guys. We're winning by double digits. I was thinking like 13, 14. And then what are people going to say? Oh, well, it was Mahomes' ankle. No, we are that darn good. And guess what, everybody? It's going to continue for a few more years. So suck it up, Buttercup. You are seeing a brand new Philadelphia Eagles franchise for the next 5+ years.
All right, Mike, give me a feisty character.
The feistiest of feisty, Tanner from Bad News Bears.
You know,
that's a great answer.
He was, man.
Tanner was super feisty.
Dude, he was willing to fight all the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really good answer. Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. Hi, Chris.
John.
Chris.
James.
Christopher.
Oh, Muppet Weasel.
Chrissy. Chris, that Super Bowl 52 montage pump you up?
You know what it reminded me of? The guy that I completely forgot about, Aguilar.
Dude,
was
he
like,
was
oh,
un.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was 9 catches. I think there were about 5 for first down. Many were on third down. He was awesome in that football game.
And then completely disappeared.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
Hey,
I know.
Grateful he was there that day. So I told James about this when I called in, and I just had a phenomenal moment, and I want to share it with all of the Delaware Valley. Sorry. I wake up my daughter every morning. She's 8 years old. I help her get ready for school. My wife's getting ready. My wife teaches at their school, and then they ride in together. And sometimes she wakes up, and she'll tell Alexa to play a song for her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, various kids' songs, right? Well, now Alexa's talking in my background here. And this ties into this. So she was 3 when we won the Super Bowl, and we were just talking about this the other day. We went outside and we were screaming Eagles chants at the top of our lungs in front of our house, and we're like banging on pots and pans and the whole nine, right? So she was like, Daddy, do we get to do that again? Because she doesn't really remember it. She was 3. And I'm like, yeah, definitely. So this morning she tells Alexa, she's like, Alexa, play Eagle, Fly Eagles Fly.
Yep.
Dude, my heart melted.
That's great.
It was such a proud moment as a parent.
That's wonderful, sure, man. That's wonderful. Well, Chris, that's the thing. The last one, people got to experience it with those that were alive that are older, some of whom have passed away, some of whom have not by this point. This one will be
– for the next generation.
Yeah, with the younger kids.
Yeah.
That wasn't then, but there's a new crop of kids that now absorb Eagles. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You are, James. Chris, give me a big answer. Who's feisty?
I got somebody feisty, and I told James this, though. The comparable, we got to stop with the comparable between Newton and Jalen. They played 2 different styles, and Newton was very reckless. The comparable to how Newton plays and the fear of shortening your career is Josh Allen, because they run with that big, I'm bigger than you, I'm a huge guy, and I'm going to run you over. I would fear that if I was Buffalo.
No, I would say, no, listen, Josh Allen is way more reckless than Jalen. But the reason I bring up Cam is because it's not like Jalen doesn't take more hits than the average QB. He does. I mean, he does. Chris, give me who's a feisty character.
She stuck the thumb in the eye of the Imperial leader and literally broke the game at the end of it. Katniss Everdeen.
You know, she's a good answer.
She's feisty.
So I thought he was going to say someone else with an Imperial. Princess Leia was pretty feisty.
She definitely was.
Oh, that's a huge answer, Joe.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I mean, it is what it is.
Truly
he said
feisty.
He
she
said Imperial.
She feistied her way up to general.
She did, but I'm even going back to the early days when she's talking to, you know, Tuck.
Yeah.
And Han, her and Han, that whole relationship is feisty.
And you guys call him Tuckin, right? But it's Tuck.
It's Tarkin.
It's Tuck.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
But she says Tuck, Governor Tuck.
She says Talkin.
Talk.
Like
she says Governor Talk.
Talkin.
She's basically like, heck with you, buddy. You're an old, ugly guy. I don't like you.
That's what she said.
And don't blow up my planet there.
Hey, ugly guy, don't do that.
So Chris brought up something that I have actually he didn't fully bring it up, but he alluded to something that I have thought for the last couple of years would make a spectacular Super Bowl commercial. And it's never happened yet. I don't know why. I really think Amazon should do a commercial where they trigger during the Super Bowl everybody's Alexa to go off.
Ooh.
Like, why not?
Like, there are people who are not watching the Super Bowl, so like you could.
No, but for those that are, like, let me try this right now for everyone that's listening, because I'm going to show you how. Now let's see if it goes through all the way to your homes, all the way to the back portions of your room. I'm going to show you how easy it is if this works, if my voice carries all the way there. Alexa, play 94 WIP. And we'll find out if in people's homes it goes off. Because that's all you have to say. You just literally, Alexa, play 94 WIP. And then, but listen, if it does travel that way where it can shoot on out right to people's Alexas there on their counters, you can trigger anything. What a Super Bowl ad it could be.
But if they're,
You'd have to trigger something interesting, something fun, something that grabs people's attention. But it would get the nation talking. If they came up with a commercial that they play something that people enjoy, I'm just saying it would be. Now, listen, the NFL might not approve it because they might not want ears off of their own product. So there's a good chance. I mean, but listen, people would laugh and they'd say, okay, Alexa, shut up. You know, and you get right back to Super Bowl. I'm just saying, I've always thought there's something creative you could do there. You'd have to come up with what the idea is.
You can do that. But I think I might be a little resentful if my stuff, if my, you know, device is now playing something that I didn't instruct it to. So you run that risk.
You do. I mean,
you're being bossy.
You are. You're intruding in people's personal
bossy
homes.
Bossy Joe, getting after it.
All right, let's talk to Justin right now in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Justin.
What's up, to camera? What's up, Richie? How you guys doing?
Super, Justin.
Awesome. Well, before I get into my Birds point, just want to give you guys congratulations on the morning show. Haven't had a chance to call in since the announcement, so just wanted to say congratulations. You guys definitely deserve it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. So first, in comparing what it will feel like, I got to be really honest. The confidence from everybody on WIP that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl next weekend is making me incredibly nervous. I don't like it. But I think right now it's really hard for me to say which one would be more special, because none of my favorite teams have ever won a second championship in my lifetime.
Yeah, so, sure. Yep.
So it's hard to say which is going to be more memorable. But, you know, I did watch the first one with my mom. It was actually the day before her birthday. Her birthday's on the 5th. So we got to spend her birthday listening to WIP and celebrating. So that was a lot of fun.
Justin, I will tell you, so you're too young for seeing the Flyers first and second. So am I. I wasn't born. But I will tell you, having absorbed information through the 4 decades I've been alive, you hear an awful lot more about 74 than you do 75. We've all heard the Gene Hart call of the 74 5,000 times more often than the 75 call. That's number one.
I don't even know the 75.
I don't either, James. I don't know the 75 call either. Not to mention 74 was at home, 75 wasn't, for what that's worth. I'm just saying, I mean, 75, it feels like kind of got a little lost in the shuffle historically.
Well, don't hang up on me, but I'm actually not a Flyers fan. I'm a Capitals fan.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So,
well, you got a guy that's about to pass Gretzky at some point here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, let me tell you, that race has been fun to watch. But yeah, hopefully after next weekend, I can call back and give you guys an answer on which one was more special.
Justin, give me a big answer, feisty character.
All right. Well, I was going to say John Ritchie, but that's a real life answer. So the closest thing to John Ritchie as a fullback is Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights. So okay.
You got it, Justin. Appreciate that.
He's
call.
He's feisty.
Kinda,
I like him.
A little feisty.
It's John Carter.
He's kind of chill too, though. You know, Riggins has kind of coolness.
I'll tell you who was feisty. The real Riggins.
John.
John Riggins.
Yeah. Sure was.
John Riggins was real feisty.
You gotta be feisty to wear a mohawk.
Riggins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of stuff. I remember Joe Gibbs talking about the first time he met him, and it, like, just like Joe Gibbs could not believe what he was encountering. and complete arrogance. But that guy could run, man. He was a great running back.
Yes, he was.
By the way, I just referenced, obviously, Ovechkin. He's got a shot in the future and probably will pass Gretzky for goals, not points. John, next week, we're getting down to it, man. LeBron's going to pass Kareem next week.
Yeah.
And they're saying the price of the tickets is outrageous.
$92,000 is what I saw.
I mean,
wow.
For like a great seat, but yeah, still like, $92,000 to be in the building.
That's ridiculous.
That's absurd.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, get the one for, if you got a ton of money, get the one for $3,000 and sit in the ninth row instead of the first row. But it's really amazing. I mean, that's a big, guys, that is a big record about to fall. Probably one of the top five records in America.
Yeah, and I think one of those that people didn't think was going to. Because you have to play for so long. Kareem played for so long to
he
get
did.
There.
He played for a long time. And by the way, LeBron can keep going. I mean, he's putting up 30 a night like it's nothing. It's really amazing.
Unbelievable.
James, what do you got in there?
At least four people you set their Alexa off.
I'm
getting tweets. Joe, you triggered my Alexa. Joe, stop saying Alexa. Joe, the Alexa thing worked. Thanks, Joe. Now I have 94 WIP playing on Alexa on all my devices.
Right?
So, buddy.
Two things. One, it shows if the NFL would approve it, it could be a cool commercial. You just have to come up with something creative. And like you could play like NFL Films music or something. I don't know. And two is it shows you how easily for everyone at home you can listen to WIP. It's very, very easy. More ways to listen than just, you know, traditional radio. So never forget that. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. All right, coming up, Beat the Hammer. We'll take the eighth caller in the contest line. Caller 8 at 215. Help me out here, James. What's the number?
988-1258. 988-1258.
All right, caller. Yeah, I always forget it, except last week when I did randomly remember it. I do have a piece of paper written down with the number, but it's in my bag. It's usually in my bag. Caller 8, you will compete. You will, in all likelihood, lose. Beat the Hammer coming up next.
The Birds are in the big game. The Birds and Kansas City. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app, the only sportsbook I recommend. Bet live during the big game, and new users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Download the app right now. This is the time. Do not miss out. The Birds and KC. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. We're 1.5-point favorites over Kansas City and our former head coach down there. We're -121 on the money line. The over-under has risen to 50.5 points. I am positive these teams will score a lot. It does not have to be close, though. I love the good guys in this gigantic game. And remember, new users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Bet live during the big game on the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.